It's a pleasure now for us to welcome Ellie McCulloch, who is here today. And Ellie is a wonderful person in his own right, but he's also a wonderful penny whistle player and champion of the penny whistle. And you have something so interesting planned that I wanted to make sure we had a chance to feature it. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. Terrific. And heading out to Pittsburgh Irish Fest today, the second day out of three. And it's going to be, I think, all the rain's just going to kind of leave a little trail of moisture that just kind of envelops the music and song and makes it even kind of more like Ireland. So it's going to be okay.
Well, I'm glad you're able to be here. Now, you've played penny whistle for a long time. How long have you played?
1972.
Wow. And you want to bring penny whistles to the masses?
Exactly. Well, there's a local musician from the South Hills, a fiddler, banjo player, Alex Brown. And he also works with a lot of the sessions here, the Irish music sessions. And the thing about the penny whistle is, I'm sure most of your listeners sort of know what it is. It's really just a small woodwind instrument, like a recorder, but even more simple to play. It only has six finger holes on the front, and then you just play in the top, blow the air into the top of the mouthpiece, and you can really play any kind of music on it. It's become enormously popular in Irish and British house music the last 200-300 years. And so if you wanted to play Irish music, certainly if you wanted to play an instrument like the bagpipes or the flute, penny whistle is a great way to start. Just start learning those tunes, get a feel for the music, and the fingering's really the same. Now, if you want to play the fiddle or accordion or guitar or some other instrument, the penny whistle, it's easy to play. It doesn't require a lot of physical activity or exertion. If you start out learning the music on that, what happens is basically you get the melodies and sort of the rhythms in you, and then that's easy to transfer. So that was Alex's idea, that more people in Pittsburgh might take up Irish music if they just started out with a very simple instrument. So that's what he did. He got the Online Academy of Irish Music of Doolin County Clare in Ireland, which is a thriving hotbed of traditional Irish music, and he got them to essentially donate 72 penny whistles from Ireland that are going to be given out free today at Pittsburgh Irish Festival at the workshop that I'm doing on sort of starting off, you know, how to play the penny whistle.
It's really exciting. And these are high-quality instruments. I don't know if I can pronounce the brand name. Is it Fedog?
Fedog.
And I was looking them up. You know, these are not toys. These are real musical instruments that you can pick up. And what I like is, I mean, you don't want to learn on an instrument that is not of good quality. So it's great to start. From what you just said, it sounds like you can almost get immediate gratification of making some reasonable music with it. And then you can, we've heard you play whistles. I mean, you can get pretty elaborate, I would think, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is a good whistle for people to begin with. I mean, the very first penny whistle I got, in 1972 in Dublin, cost essentially $2.25. Now those whistles cost many, many times more than that. And there are some makers that make penny whistles that are really kind of complex. I mean, they're tunable and they're just have all these moving parts to them that cost actually hundreds of dollars. They are really kind of fine quality instruments. But really, you don't need an instrument like that to start off. Just get something that's basic, that plays well. And again, just lets you sort of ease into the music. Because a lot of people, when you are learning any kind of music, you just have to listen to it a lot and then start sort of transferring what you have in your mind and what you hear onto that instrument. And just start out very simple, learn the melodies. And then with Irish music, once you have a number of basic melodies, then you start working in the ornaments and the embellishments, and then that kind of develops your phrasing, and then you start playing with other people. And like I say, Alex Brown sort of the, well, he doesn't run the Irish Music Sessions here, but he's sort of the information clearinghouse. He has a page on Facebook called Pittsburgh Irish Sessions. And there are about four of them here in the town every month. And that's the best way really to learn the music once you get started. In a simple way, just play with other people. That's kind of how the music's been going for the last few hundred years, and that's how it's going today.
Now, this is all happening, I think, at 3:30 this afternoon. Is that the right time?
Yes, the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, of course. Well, Devilish Mary, I'm going to be there at the Celtic Spirit stage. We're going to play at 11 o'clock. And then the whole day is just groups and, you know, storytellers and singers and workshops. I think there's a, you know, somebody's doing tales of Irish magic and, you know, just all kinds of interesting things with Irish culture. At 3:30, I'm going to be giving a workshop on the penny whistle, just the basics. And anybody wants to ask a question or to stop by, that's good. And that's where Alex will be giving out the penny whistles.
The location is the Cary Blast Furnaces site.
That's for the whole festival there in Rankin, the Cary Furnace. They've made it into a whole park, and it's going to be developed even further, I think. And, at the festival where they have the workshops, it's an area called the Hedge School, or the Hedge School Tent. And the festival has tents, so even if it does get a little moist, everybody just huddle closer together in the tent. I think you'll be fine. But it's going to be great because a lot of instrumentalists give workshops there. Only this time, like I say, we weren't waiting for people to bring their own. We're going to give them to you.
What a great time it should be. You'll have a chance to hear some great music, meet people if you care to, and just enjoy a nice day. It's good to know it'll happen rain or shine, too, at the Cary Blast Furnace. See Devilish Mary at 11 o'clock this morning. It's always good to see you guys. And enjoy the Irish Festival, but 3:30 is the time you can pick up a penny whistle and some pointers and begin a new musical adventure as part of the Pittsburgh Penny Whistle Project. Anything else to mention, Ellie?
Well, also the festival goes on tomorrow, and I think the weather's going to be perfectly fine. And just there's some great groups coming in, really from Ireland and from all around. A real, real nice variety of traditional and contemporary Irish music. It's just great. If you really like Irish music a lot, this is a place to be. And if you don't know much about it, this is a place to be because you're going to learn a lot. So thanks to the folks who put this on and, just getting ready for a great weekend.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy morning, and I'm sure you'll see some folks out there today. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.